I'd think so. I mean, obviously, I haven't played this many games in a season, especially at this sort of level and intensity for, well, obviously, it's the first time in my career, so it's going to be tough, but obviously, just sort of looking at to finish the season strong, and obviously, whatever happens in the summer, I won't really think about that until obviously all the games are finished.
I think you've managed to weigh in with 7 goals this season in all competitions, haven't you? 4 of them came in the space of 4 games in August and September. Just one since Boxing Day. Are you stopping the long-range shooting at the moment, Sean?
There's a few people said that it was, to be fair. I'm a player who obviously like to score goals, and that sort of showed at the start of the season. But obviously, if I think there's sort of a better option on, then obviously me shooting, I'll sort of do that. And obviously, mate, that sort of the goals have dried up a little bit. I'll sort of try and get back to shooting. But obviously, like I said, if there's someone in a better position than me, I'll give them the ball sort of every time. That's just the type of player I am. So would have liked a few more goals, but obviously it's more important that the team is sort of winning and it got away from the relegation zone and looking up the table again. So hopefully the goals start coming back.
Just how much have you managed to learn from the likes of Jimmy Ryan and Jay Spearing, who play in a similar area of the pitch to you?
It's been great, them two. They've been in the game a long time, and obviously I get to sort of work with them on a day-to-day basis. I can ask them for help whenever I want, or they're always there to give pieces of advice in the middle of a game, in the middle of a training session. So the two great people to have there, just to sort of pick the brain. And Jim McAllister's been great with us as well. Obviously, he hasn't been able to play this season, but he's always there talking to us, or I'm always asking him questions, or of how can I do this, or how can I be better. So yeah, obviously, all the lads have been great with us, and that's sort of why I think this year has been pretty successful for me.
It would, Sean, be a big sort of statement, wouldn't it, if you can get 3 more points this weekend and get closer to the target that everybody wants, and that's for Blackpool still to be in League One next season.
It's a massive game, we know that, but we know if we go there, do things properly, perform well, hopefully the result will take care of itself. And so if we win, I think, I don't know how far it puts we're clear, but it sort of sends a little bit of a statement that we're looking up again, and we're just trying to finish as high as we can.
Has it been quite nice not having a midweek game this week, that you've had time to sort of recharge the batteries a little bit in the respect that you'll be playing this weekend, Good Friday, Easter Monday, the games will be coming thick and fast again?
Yeah, definitely. It's been tough for me. Obviously, I was out injured and I came back. I think I played on the Saturday at Blackburn, and then we played on the Tuesday. So been tough for me trying to sort of get my match fitness back. But that can only have helped coming into the busy schedule, and hopefully 9 points would be perfect. So just in the next, I think, 3 games, like you just said. So just looking forward to it. I think all the lads are ready for it, and just sort of want the games to start.
Just a final one, Sean. I know that your loan spell's not over just yet with Blackpool, but as a club, have you become attached to it when you've been there for the length of the season so far?
Yeah, I have. The lads have been great with us. The fans that come have been great as well. So yeah, I've really enjoyed it. I mean, all the staff around the place have been brilliant. So I know there's been a couple of lads who stay pretty close to the stadium. So yeah, it's been great, and obviously you just want to do well wherever you go. And obviously being here for a full season, I've got to know a few more people around the place. So yeah, obviously a little bit more of a bond, and obviously just want to sort of get them back to where they were in previous years. And obviously, that starts this year by keeping them in the league and hopefully building on it next year.